Jessica is an evil woman. Not only has she went down a dark path, but now she's convincing other women to do it too. What were once wife quality women are being ruined by people like Jessica. They're being brainwashed and lied to about female empowerment. Women like Jessica are telling your future wife that she is empowered if she takes off her clothes and posts pictures of herself naked online. Jessica needs to be stopped. Anastasia. Women like Anastasia are good girls. They've been raised by strong, masculine father figures who instilled the right values onto them. Because of this, she has developed into a fine young woman, and all the best men want to marry her. We have all seen the lie that has been shoved down women's throats these days. Feminism and female empowerment. The lie is that these evil people will try and convince the modern young woman that she is empowered and strong and confident and brave if she takes off her clothes, if she is more of a slut. That's empowering. That's what these evil people are trying to convince your sister and your future girlfriend or wife of. Before we dive into this, make sure that you're subscribed to this channel and leave a like, because it'll help with the YouTube algorithm. And if you're interested in advanced courses on masculinity, dating, and self-improvement, then check out the link in the description. That's my course and community platform, Library of Adonis. Go check it out. All the details are there. Let's do this. You see this particularly with feminists who say that women who are disrespectful, that's empowering. It's a good thing to not be able to find a man who wants to marry you, because now you get the choice to stay single and become a corporate wage slave. Women had it pretty great. Honestly, they got a hard-working man, basically like a slave, to just go out into the corporate world and work just so she got to stay home and do the most fulfilling job on the planet, which is being a full-time mother. And the man was happy about this too. And now they've fucked it all up. And it's not like the average young woman who's at fault here. It's the big people, it's the celebrities and the influencers, the porn stars and the OnlyFans models who are convincing more young women to go down their path. Women in general, I know this is going to sound sexist, but it is the truth. They do struggle with accountability and responsibility more than men do. And I think most people would happily just admit this, even though it sounds sexist. They are less accountable for their actions than men are. That's just a fact. This becomes brutal. So brutal when we have women who are choosing sex and nudity as their career path. Because when regret kicks in, they won't tell the truth to the women that they've been influencing. So this is how it goes. There's an evil girl out there, Jessica, right? She's got like corrupt morals, and she takes the easy route, and then she gets into like OnlyFans, porn star, whatever, and she knows that she is negatively affecting the mental health of men and women. She knows that like porn and sex and masturbation is a massive problem for young men, but she smiles about it because she gets to make money from it. She manipulates and basically grooms men to give her money with a smile on her face. And often these women are actually quite insulting and disrespectful. When you hear, like, if you ever meet these girls in person, like the OnlyFans models, they'll be like, yeah, this guy's, you know, he pays me like $500 for like pictures of my feet or something. Yeah, he's a creep. Yeah, he's disgusting, but whatever. Like, you know, he pays me so much money. They don't like these guys, but they string them along to be able to just rinse them out. And these same women, of course, they'll brag about that. They'll tell other women, oh, I make so much money from being on OnlyFans. The problem is reality does hit eventually. And when it hits and these women regret being in this line of work, they're not going to go tell those same women saying, oh, hey, I'm so sorry. I made a mistake. I wouldn't suggest that you go down this path, because that will almost deprecate their social status. They'll have to admit mistakes and they won't want to do that. So they'll just quietly, try and disappear from the scene, whereas more women will take their place and do the same thing over and over. That's why the narrative from the women who are in this line of work is weirdly positive, even though it's such a corrupt way to make money. And with some actual porn stars, right, I'm talking like not just some OnlyFans where, you know, they'll take some pictures of their butthole or something, but I'm talking like getting absolutely pounded on 400 different episodes on Pornhub or something. Sometimes you'll see an interview with one of those girls, Mia Khalifa or Fuck, what a flex that I had, like, my brain just stopped trying to name more than one fucking porn star. And the reason why I can think of her name is because I've read about her. No, because I was going to use her as the thumbnail. You see them go on to these interviews and, you know, say that, oh, they're being harassed and their children, their little boys, like their sons are being bullied at school. And that's fucking brutal. But you don't really see the same level of safeguarding, especially with the new age of porn stars, of whores basically, which is the new age OnlyFans model. I've met a couple of OnlyFans models in my life, and every time I meet one, they always try and beat around the bush at what they do, because they're not proud of it. Of course they're not. They'll act like they are, you know, to their friends. But when a guy speaks to them, they're always hiding it around. Like, I remember just a few weeks ago, I spoke to a girl, and she was like, oh yeah, I have like a managing agency. Whenever someone says weird words like that, because I'm a businessman, right? So whenever someone says weird words where it's like the business isn't clear as to what it is in my mind, I know some bullshit's going on. When someone says like, oh, I'm a managing agency, solutions manager, marketing, I'm like, what the fuck do you fucking do? When someone asks me, what do? I just say YouTuber. Simple, okay, you can imagine what it's like. He records YouTube videos. He probably sells some products. When I meet someone and they say, oh, I'm a Twitch streamer, I'm in e-commerce or dropshipping, okay, it's clear what they do, fine. But usually when you meet these girls, they'll always say something weird. Like, it's basically a lie, because they could just say I'm an OnlyFans model, but they won't, because there's actually genuine shame there, especially when it comes to these girls meeting a guy that they're somewhat interested in, because they know it's an ick, it's like a turnoff. Like, how brutal is that? Imagine needing to introduce yourself but toning it down of what you do because you're ashamed of it. And then the worst thing is, these girls will go to their female friends and hype it up and say, yeah, it's amazing. So it's fake. Like, it's a scam. And women all around the world are being convinced that this is like such a lucrative way to make money. And it's not. Please don't fall for that. You know how in your mind you think that OnlyFans is so lucrative? Do you really, really believe that? Oh yeah, you know, you can just go on there and make like 2 million a month. And you know, this one girl, she makes like 4 million a month. Do you really believe that? These girls who are getting paid by the platform to talk about it, do you really believe they make as much money as you think they do? Because I remember there was like this news article or study or something a few years ago, and it said that the average OnlyFans girl makes like what, like $200 a month? Of course, some of the top ones will make a lot of money, just like some of the top YouTubers will make a lot of money, some of the top Hollywood movie stars will make a lot of money. But the overwhelming, basically every single girl on OnlyFans is broke. And so here is the realistic scenario of what actually happens. We have innocent young girl. From the age of like fucking 6, she sees that the women who are provocative and more slutty get validated in certain ways. She sees, okay, female empowerment is about taking your clothes off and being more sexual. That's what she sees in the rap music videos. That's what she sees in feminism. She sees all these parades where women walk around with like just stickers over their nipples. And that's like, female empowerment, you go girl. She sees the Hollywood movies where the female star has like 2 or 3 different guys that are fighting over her. And she goes from this guy to this guy to this guy to this guy. Okay, be a slut. Fuck around. Okay, sweet. That's good. And then finally, when she gets old enough, maybe she's old enough, 13, 14 years old, that's when the concept of like, oh, selling your body for money starts being implanted in these girls, like these children's minds. They hear it from TikTok and from Instagram, how much money you can make. And a lot of girls, like in this modern day, this is fucking like fucking sickening. A lot of girls are like, I've heard that they're finding ways to bypass, you know, you've got to be 18 to post this kind of like, you know, to be on OnlyFans, whatever. And a lot of girls are using like AI or some weird software like that to kind of bypass like the child filters. So a lot of people who are like on OnlyFans, you know, the creators and also I guess the guys, it's like, it's a place of like actual genuine pedophilia. So they're being, you know, promoted. They hear it from this one OnlyFans girl who's viral on Instagram. And then she goes on a podcast and says, yeah, you know, I make like 4 million a month. Yeah, you know, I make like 1 million a month. I make 500K. Yeah, I made so much money. I made this much money. I made this much money. And the girl's thinking, wow, like not only is she making money and money is important, but also she's getting all this status, this recognition. And she's like the hot girl and she gets a ton of likes on Instagram. And, you know, she seems like she's popping. She's going viral. And so eventually this young woman gives it a try. And this is, you know, the most brutal part of this all. She gives it a try. She thought it was going to be easy, but it's actually kind of awkward to be able to take, like, actually high quality pictures of yourself naked and, you know, getting into these random positions and trying to have the tripod there. And she realizes maybe she needs to get one of her female friends to kind of, like, record it a little bit. Eventually, she starts making, like, actual sex clips where she's, like, sucking dick or something. She prices it at, like, $9.99 a month. Seems, like, normal. Post a few bits of content on Instagram. And she gets like 6 sales. She makes like $60, like less than a shift at McDonald's. The same thing that a lot of people realize, there's no easy way to make money these days. Stop that belief, that bullshit that like, oh, that's the fast way, that's the shortcut, that's the easy way. There's no easy way to make money. You can make money from any single business model or career, but you have to work really hard and basically like dedicate a lot of your existence to it. You can get rich from OnlyFans. You can also get rich by being an educator. You can get rich by any career. You can get rich by teaching people online, like through social media, how to relieve their back pain. And you're actually like doing a genuine good, like a contribution to humanity, lowering humanity's suffering. And if you work hard on each one, you can make like $1 million a year. It begs the question, like, why would you choose the path in which you lose your soul, your reputation? Because you absolutely would. Why would you choose that path? Because they've been brainwashed to believe that that is empowering, that it's not just for the money, but that they will get elevated social status. So this is gonna sound crazy, but I think the prescription to fix this illness is slut shaming. I think men and women need to be vocal and actually let all these young women know that them going down this path is not going to elevate their status. It's going to deprecate it. This is why it's quite important to have that narrative where guys are being kind of mean to these sex workers and, you know, being kind of insulting towards them, because other young women need to read those kinds of comments and think, oh yeah, like that completely makes sense. Like guys don't respect girls who are getting dicked down on camera for like $500 a month. Of course they don't. They need to see this. It sounds crazy to say something as evil as like, yeah, you need to shame these people and make them feel bad. But what other way is there? What other way can you think of? Can we save the next generation and make sure they're not doing this crazy shit? All I can say for the 2.1% of my female audience, like the women who watch me, don't fall for it. Empowerment is a lie. It is the biggest insidious lie of our time. What the feminists are telling you, it is not for your benefit. It's for their guilt. Don't believe their lies. That's all. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.